the next generation of stars coming from the college football into the NFL. The team who had the worst record last year will then start first. So theoretically, the best player goes to who were the worst team last year. Sometimes trades and things kind of skew it all a bit, but that's kind of the way it works. Tampa Bay Buccaneers will go first tonight. As I say, it's midnight it all starts, though I suspect with the way that this kind of thing goes, the NFL like to make the most of it. So whether the first draft will happen before 12:30, I don't know, but they like to make a meal of it.
Because I do like that idea, that the competitiveness of it is that the team
cycles round.
And I think that is actually a good idea.
The way it works, every 60 years, basically, a team should have gone to the very, very, very top, and it should have been at the very, very, very bottom.
And that is, that is a good idea. And it also adds...
It doesn't work, but that's the way that it should work.
But it does add a little bit of unpredictability to it, because obviously you're making that weaker team just that bit stronger.
So absolutely.
Just in terms of last year then, who was the main stars? Who were the people that were traded? Who everyone thought, yeah, they'll make an impact?
Well, when you looked at it, the first round draft was Jadeveon Clowney, went to Texans. It basically spent first year on the sidelines. Then there was Johnny Manziel, quarterback, came in, known as Johnny Football. Didn't quite make the impact. Some people weren't sure whether he would or not. But Odell Beckham, you might have seen, there was a catch last season where the guy was at the back of the end zone. He is jumping in the air. He's off the ground.
Yes, I remember that.
Catches it one-handed. That's Odell Beckham. So he basically was seen as the offensive rookie last year. Aaron Donald of the Rams was the defensive rookie last time around. Obviously, rookie being the ones who've been drafted in.
But in terms of this year then, who do you think is going to be the big names? And also, do you think that it is going to be a case that the Tampa Bay are going to get that predictable player, the best one? Would they maybe go for the second or third best player, because it might actually help the team a bit more?
Well, that can happen sometimes. If the best player is a quarterback and you don't need a quarterback, somebody might offer to trade your place within the draft so that they can get them. Sometimes that doesn't happen. This time, though, it's likely that they'll go for a quarterback, I reckon at least. And Jameis Winston is going to be the guy I would say they'd go for, because they're in Florida and he plays for Florida State. It kind of makes sense. He knows the kind of territory around there. There's a few other players to look out for, though. I would say if you are a defensive American football fan, love the defense, well, lineman Leonard Williams of USC, he I think will go quite highly in the draft. Also, it's worth looking out for a linebacker as well, from Florida, Dante Fowler Jr. All of those players I think will go quite high in the draft tonight. Like I say, if you want to see it, if you're like me, really into this kind of stuff, and bear in mind tomorrow is my birthday, and technically as of midnight it's my birthday, what a great way to start my birthday, the NFL draft, though I will be honest, will I be up all the way to the end of this? No. Will I maybe watch the first couple of them? Yeah, probably, but they're all on a timer and it goes on. Like I said, the NFL likes to make a meal of these kind of things, but tonight is the night. We'll find out the next set of players hoping to be the star in the 2015 season, which will start in around 4 months' time. It's too short. It's an NFL season.